Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Deliciously Stellar podcast. Today I'm going out and about and I'm going down to the Olive magazine offices to speak to some real foodies.
I have seen this thing online, which I am quite tempted to do, but it's kind of making an avocado scotch egg.
So I've come out and about around London today and I'm here in the Olive offices with Sarah and Laura, the editor and the drinks writer from
Hello.
Olive magazine. Hello, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
So we've already kicked off a little bit and we're drinking some rosé.
Yeah, it's been great.
We did a wine tasting. I'm not really excellent at wine tasting, but I feel like I've learned something, which is really good.
Mm.
So something I really want to talk to you guys about is sort of the clean eating trends. Obviously, you reveal trends.
Yes.
You have to follow them. Yeah. Can you tell me, when do you think you first noticed Eat Clean?
I think it's maybe about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it was a real zeitgeist thing and kind of wondered how long it would go. But then it kind of built up loads of momentum and more it was kind of started with social media, I think. You sort of saw it on Instagram and Twitter and that sort of thing first, and bloggers. And then there was kind of books from that and TV shows from that. So it's kind of spiraled.
Yeah, so the books are all doing phenomenally well and everyone's...
Incredibly well,
who's doing it seems to be really, really successful, which is great.
Mm.
So do you guys work with these people a lot? Like, have you had lots of their recipes?
I have to admit, on Olive, we don't tend to use many of the clean eaters, mostly because clean as a concept is kind of banned at Olive.
Yeah.
We don't like the terminology clean. We don't like the terminology kind of guilt-free or skinny. It's not some the kind of terminology we want to use when it comes to food.
No.
So for us, food and drink,
I think it's
all about joy.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on people. I think that this kind of clean eating thing has become so consuming for people. And, you know, it's the kind of lifestyle that gets sold on Instagram of I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go for a run and then I do yoga and then I have my green juice and then I... You know, no processed anything. And that, for the majority of us, is just not achievable.
Yeah, and for me, it's not even about necessarily being achievable or not, because you can be in control of it if that's what you want to do. But it's just actually, I don't want to do that. And I want to balance it out. And I might want to have a smoothie on a Monday, but I might want to just have, like, a Snickers on a Tuesday. And I kind of want that balance. I don't want...
Yeah, I agree. I think it's all about balance.
Yeah.
And I think that being made to feel guilty about eating something is definitely always really unhealthy. I mean, like, guilty is a word that should be, you know, associated with crime.
Yeah.
Like, it's a brownie, not a bank robbery.
But I mean, I think it's an it really is. I think it's an evolution of the kind of diet society that we have there. I mean, I don't know about your guys' mums, but my mum used to, like, fast, and I'm talking like in the literal sense of the word, for like a day or two a month, where she wouldn't eat a single thing every single month, and she would be on constant diets. She did like the cabbage soup diet and all of these, and, you know, there's Weight Watchers and Slimming World, and there's language like sin-free food, and that just, to me, is it really makes me shiver, because I want to eat food for a positive reason, not for a not for a sad reason.
When I was younger, I definitely did. I did the cabbage soup diet.
Yeah.
I did the Special K diet.
But you were popular with your friends.
Really, really, really popular. I could only do it in the holidays because I wasn't allowed to at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the Special K diet, which basically just consisted of me eating as much Special K as I possibly could throughout the day, because I thought that by replacing your meals with Special K, you just got to eat it all the time.
Yeah.
And
great if you like Special K.
Great if you like Special K, but Special K is essentially just like Frosted Flakes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, it didn't go very well. So obviously, over the years, there's been loads of different, I would say that Eat Clean's a fad. There's been lots of different fads. You know, you've had your Atkins, you've had your Dukans.
So do you guys sort of pick up on those trends?
Not really.
No.
I think the only one that we kind of flag in the magazine is the 5T.
Yeah, so, and that's, again, something that I probably, I just have to explain, sorry, I joined as editor in September.
Yep.
So we used to do a lot of 5-2 and paleo. They're kind of the two diets that we might highlight occasionally. But it's more about giving our readers as much information as possible, and then they can make the decisions based on the information we've given them, rather than saying, this is the diet you should be following and this is the lifestyle you should be following. Yeah. So we have a specifically dedicated healthy section.
Yeah.
And so we will look at kind of high protein, low fat, low calorie. We'll kind of cover a broad spectrum of different healthy diets as approved by a nutritionist, a qualified registered nutritionist, and then you can kind of make your meal plan based on that. And all of our recipes throughout the magazine and online are broken down in that nutritional way.
We kind of try and live by the rule of 80-20.
Yeah,
so 80% of the time we're eating healthily, and then you need to allow yourself a treat every now and then, and we kind of balance the magazine that way.
Yeah.
So we do have the healthy recipes, do you have the everyday recipes, and then we have the kind of like blowout all weekend,
all the cheese, all the carbs. Yeah,
I think the idea of what's healthy has really changed recently, and that's what I've found quite strange, because I grew up, my mum's a cook, she's like makes amazing food, but what we considered was healthy was like meat and two veg.
Yeah,
and
that's the thing.
You know, a lasagna, like that's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah. But now, you know, if someone gave me a lasagna, I'd be like, oh yeah, like.
Carbs, cheese.
Yeah.
All the evil things. And I'm using inverted commas there just to...
Yeah, inverted commas evil. It's awful. Inverted commas guilty. I hate all of this, all this terminology. And like, you know what? We've got thighs. We're supposed to have thighs. Yeah. Like, love them.
And if they rub together, then that's fine.
Exactly.
We've also
we've had a couple of press releases through recently about skinny drinks, like skinny Prosecco and all that kind
of
stuff.
That upset us a lot.
Yeah.
Just hate it. I think there's, drink in moderation, but don't, ban yourself from having a glass of wine.
Or compromise on the quality or the pleasure of that
exactly.
wine.
Exactly. It's not worth it. Life's too short.
How do you make Prosecco skinny? How is Prosecco skinnier?
It's all about the sugar content, I think. To be honest, I did read the title and kind of dismissed it because I was like, I'm never going to have that. But obviously, all alcohol has some level of sugar in it, and that...
And calories as a result.
And that's just unavoidable. So if you take the sugar out, then you're going to have less calories. Like it's like the...
it's going to be rank, isn't it?
Yeah.
The kind of skinny bitch cocktail that's vodka, lime and soda. That's going to be the lowest calorie thing you can have because there's no...
And lots of people do, we were sort of talking about then, this kind of sparked a debate in-house of whether we should do kind of a, because we don't really look at healthy drinks so much, do we? We have healthy in terms of our food content, but not necessarily in terms of our drinks content. But then it's again like, do we really want to know the calories in every single one of our drinks? I don't think I want to want to do that.
I think it's incredibly dangerous to start calling drinks healthy.
Yeah.
Alcoholic drinks.
You're right, you're right.
They're not.
Of course it isn't.
At the end of the day.
No.
But, we're all adults. So you have to make that kind of educated.
Yeah.
Decision to enjoy them in moderation and not
but then
crazy
educated anymore. People are buying flat tummy tea which we all know must be the most farcical thing, like what is it, a really mild laxative?
That is what it is.
And we also had zero calorie noodles, which I know are actually quite big on the 5-2 diet, but again it's like that's not food, that's fuel, and that's not what we're about.
Yeah, I get asked to promote things like flat tummy tea all the time.
Are you saying, do they not know
honestly,
what your Instagram's about?
People sometimes get really confused when health food brands are like, we love you, do you want to be the face of this? And I'm like, I think you're very, very confused here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so last night... I decided that I was going to use Uber Pool for the first time. So there was one of those surges on Uber, which meant that it was going to be really expensive. And I was quite drunk, so I couldn't really navigate public transport. So I got on an Uber Pool, and the guy in the car, I get in, he goes, Uber Pool is the worst thing in the whole world. And I was like, right, okay, well, I've signed up for it now, so I guess I'll see what happens. He's like, men always get in back and hit on the women. So disgusting. And I was like, oh God, great. So now I'm worried that I'm going to get assaulted. The taxi driver warned me about potential perverts at the back of Uber pools. And he was like, Uber pool is so awkward. Nobody talks to each other. I was like, oh, don't worry, I'll talk. I'm a stand-up comedian. I love talking. He was like, no, they will not talk to you. He was right. All these girls got in the back. I tried to make friends. Nobody wanted to speak to me.
Yeah, it was a bit miserable. Also, I had to drive like halfway across London just to get back to Brixton. And it wasn't even that cheap. So we had five people. Like, a woman was basically sitting on my lap in this tiny car. Like, one, we went to go and pick one person up. She ran up to the car and opened the door that I was leaning against, and I basically fell out onto the road. Like, it was the least glamorous experience of my whole life. It was full on hideous.
You guys must get sent stuff all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we do. Yeah. We have kind of a cupboard at the end of our block of desks that's just full of food, every cheese. Kind of food that you could imagine. Yeah. So chocolate, crisps, cheese, breads. Yeah.
Lots of endless popcorn.
Endless popcorn. Oh, popcorn is a massive trend.
I love popcorn.
Yeah, no, we do too. But we've had every kind of flavour. Yeah. We had strawberries and cream the other day. We've got chilli, lemon and...
It's proper corn, isn't it? They're coming up with all those flavours.
I do like popcorn,
But so many other brands
There's so many brands.
We've got apple cider vinegar flavour come through.
Yeah.
Which actually, I quite liked it. But I kind of like that kind of kombucha.
Yeah.
My housemate taste. Put that in the bath the other day. Apple cider vinegar. And I was like, Tommy, why? I don't understand.
But you're meant to drink it, aren't you? It's meant to be kind of the elixir of life.
Also, it's supposed to be good for bathing. No, I'll tell you what the elixir of life is, and that is bone broth.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
I made pho yesterday, and I was making it, and I was going, I'm essentially making bone broth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really going against everything I believe in. But then again, bone broth is just stock.
Yeah. I mean, it is, yeah.
It really is. Stock with a fancier name.
Yeah, which is fine. However you get your kicks or however you want to brand something is fine, as long as you're actually enjoying it and you're getting joy out of it, that's fine.
Yeah, also don't spend £25 on a bag of bone broth when you can get an Oxo Cube.
Yeah.
Or make your own.
Yeah, I mean, we might suggest making your own.
I would suggest making your own. I'm just being facetious.
But no, but again, like, I'm not averse to it. I used a stock pot last night. I made a Tom Yum soup and I used a Tom Yum paste and I used a stock pot broth base, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not...
The thing is, you know, we're busy and we have busy jobs, people don't have time to seek out volcanic gold spectre ash from Holland and Barrett.
No, not every day.
And put it in their smoothie
every day. Sadly, but no.
Yeah. Unfortunately not. So I'm sure that you guys have got loads of like really lovely, loyal followers.
We do.
Who say lots of nice things, but I've started to get to the point where I've had a couple of trolls. Has anyone ever like trolled you and gone, that recipe is so unhealthy, that you should set an example?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I think we get the odd one. I think because we promote this kind of joyful, everything's happy and great about food rather than kind of saying anything's bad or good, we get mostly really happy, positive people, but you do get the odd one. But it's fine. It, you know, again, we're just giving you the information and you can do with it what you want. And if you disagree with us, then there are plenty of other outlets for you to...
Really, really angry with me.
Yeah.
Really angry. They were like... You shouldn't tell people to listen to their bodies, not their doctors.
Do you think it's because they're hungry, maybe?
I think they're
hungry.
I think this man was absolutely starving because he literally wrote an essay under one of my posts. And I was like, I'm really sorry, it's a parody account. I never reply to comments.
No.
And this one, I was like, okay, I'm actually going to reply because I genuinely think this man thinks I'm the devil. And I tried to explain myself and I was like, it's a parody, I'm really sorry. And he just kept going.
I was
going to
say, how did that reasoning go?
No, there was no reasoning. Yeah. It's like I tried to reason with a woman who unfollowed me when I released my tote bag that said you can't milk an almond. And she was like, vegans choose to drink almond milk. And I was like, yeah, I know, there's absolutely no problem. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's really silly. Like,
yeah.
It's not meant to be serious at all.
Note the humour here. Yeah, I had somebody who was, I don't think he was cross at all, but he just said that he never normally comments on social media posts, but he thought that barbecuing avocado, which is on our front cover, which again, you might recoil at, but he said that was ridiculous. And I can see in some contexts that would seem ridiculous, but it's really delicious. You've got to try it.
Actually, when I first started this podcast, I went home to my parents' house in Scotland and I got someone to deep fry an avocado. But because I was so bad with the technology, it sort of run out of battery halfway through. So there's like a sort of ooh, that's so gross. And that was it. So we couldn't use any of the footage.
Oh, no.
Next time, when I'm there for Edinburgh, I'll go and deep fry an avocado again.
I have seen this thing online, which I am quite tempted to do, but it's kind of making an avocado scotch egg, where you take the stone out, fill it with cheese or an egg or whatever, and then put either meat around it and then breadcrumbs. So, I mean, it's literally the size of a small football.
That sounds amazing.
But it's deep fried and it's, it looks really good. I want to try that.
That does sound really good. I kind of want to go on an unhealthy eating tour of like the UK.
Yeah.
Like, and try all the things that Stella would really love, like a Parmo.
Yes. Yes. Deep fried pizza.
Deep fried. Exactly. Everything they serve in Scotland. Basically. Yeah. Sliced sausage. Yeah. All of those delightful things.
All the fried chocolate bars. You'd be set.
There's so many places near my parents' house that have signs outside going, "We batter anything."
Amazing. You'd feel at home there. I would feel really happy. Living
on it. Have you, either of you, actually tried a deep fried Marswell?
No.
Oh yeah, I have loads. Oh. I genuinely am from Scotland.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but
I need to do this. There are Scottish deep fryers in London, I think, that sell these.
There
things,
are.
So I need to.
It's
get on board.
It's really delicious. It does. You can sort of feel it go into your arteries when it goes into your body.
Yeah, but in a really great.
But
way.
In a really great way. Yeah. In a really satisfying way.
I just love it anyway. I used to go out with a boy who lived up north and they have butter pies and that made me really happy.
Excuse me?
Butter pies.
What is a butter pie?
It's just potato, lots of butter and pastry. Correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, but I think that's essentially what
it is. That sounds so good.
Yeah, I used to love them a lot.
I ate some butter off a fork the other day.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I had to sort of stop and I went, all right, you've done it now. Good.
When I was a kid, my mum used to, I was obsessed with dipping breadsticks, just like normal, really cheap breadsticks in butter.
Mm.
And I would just eat them and eat them. And my mum had to take them away from me. Got a bit out of control.
I used to take stuff away from my mum. My mum loves butter more than anyone. My whole family are actually obsessed. Yeah. We all watch each other at the table when we're spreading it to go, oh,
next.
No, you've gone too far. No. I mean, I know we love it, but that's not okay.
We're definitely a butter household. No margarine has passed our doors.
Certainly not.
No.
Certainly not.
And everything else is purely a vehicle for that butter. It's not toast and butter, it's butter and toast.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. It's butter and whatever you choose to lather it on.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
So I'm having a barbecue this weekend and I've decided that I'm gonna go really all out. Because I work from home and I'm really, really bored, like being by myself, I've decided that I'm gonna like pre-cook all these amazing things. So I'm going to make myself some sort of like vegetable tureen. I'm going to like butterfly some lamb. I'm going to throw some money at the situation and throw the best barbecue that anyone has ever seen. And I'm so excited. I went the other day with my friend to the Ginger Pig to get some meat. And I mean, it was amazing, but it did cost like more than a mortgage on a flat in Notting Hill. So I'm not sure I'll be doing that again. But then again, I'm not really sure about the markets in Brixton either. Because they hang all those like pigs trotters up outside the door. And I always get a bit freaked out when I go in, because I'll go in and then I'll see some of that stomach lining, what's it called? Tripe, yeah. I always see the tripe and then I panic and I have to leave. It's disgusting. Oh, there's so many trotters. There's trotters everywhere. I'm like, who is eating these trotters? Who is making all of these dishes with trotters? Someone made trotters once on Come Dine With Me. I remember watching it. It was this old man and he was so proud. He was like, I'm gonna feed everyone for like £5. And so he boiled these trotters. And obviously nobody wanted to eat them because they were absolutely disgusting.
So I've just been doing a lovely wine tasting. And Sarah is here, is a wine expert.
Strong.
Well, you certainly know more than I do. Do you think that when friends come round to your house, they get nervous about the bottle of Plonk they've bought in the offie?
I actually don't get bought wine anymore.
Oh, no.
I think there's only one person in my life that will buy me wine, and that is my mum. Everybody else just buys, will bring dessert or bring chocolate or something. I think people,
which is equally well received, I'm sure.
Which obviously is great, but I'm always put in charge of the booze and they kind of come around and just raid my shelf and then go home again.
Sarah is an expert cocktail maker as well, so.
Oh, a mixologist.
Yeah.
what's your signature cocktail?
My favourite cocktail to drink is a Sazerac, which is, it's like an old-fashioned, but you make it, well, I prefer to make it half and half brandy and rye whiskey. And then you rinse the glass with absinthe, make it with Peychaud bitters. It's delicious.
Absinthe, that just scares me. It scares me so much. I had to write a guide to day drinking for Vice the other day. And absinthe was the first thing that I said because it's like a green juice.
That
a really terrifying green juice.
I love it. I tend to stay quite classic when I'm making cocktails at home. So it's things like a Sazerac or a martini or, you know, anything that you can make with basically three ingredients.
Yeah.
I like really embarrassing, like, lady cocktails. Like,
there's nothing wrong with
that. No.
There's like no such thing as a lady cocktail.
There's no such thing as lady cocktail. Sorry, that was very anti-feminist. I really like sort of, like, porn-style martinis.
Do you know what? The Porn Star Martini is still the most searched for cocktail.
It's my drink of choice.
It's insanely popular. And I don't really get it.
I think it's delicious. It's like a Solero melted into a glass with booze.
What's not to love about
it? What is not to love? The Solero, another of my favourite things. If you're listening, Walls. Thank you so much for chatting to me, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for hosting me in your lovely green room.
Thank you for trying all of our wine.
I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit drunk and I'm going out for dinner, so.
Enjoy.
My friend Olivia is going to be in for a treat.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much to everyone down at Olive Magazine. If you want to, you can listen to their podcast, which is all about food, drink and travel. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, if you want to, you can follow me on Instagram at deliciouslystella, or you can drop me an email at deliciouslystella@gmail.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.